Hi, my name's Rose, and welcome to my podcast, An Inside Job. I'm an author, a mentor, and I support others on their spiritual journey. I'm into all things spiritual, and I connect to the spirit world to help guide us in times when we need it the most. I don't like labels, but I will tell you that I know that my purpose here is to create a space to help others. As I grow, I walk my talk by sharing my knowledge and watch others grow too. Knowledge is power. The journey is not always smooth, but I have some tools up my sleeve that can help you to navigate your own path. My podcast is my own spiritual growth, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I share the steps that have helped me along the way. Every little step matters, and our destination can only be what we see for ourselves. You are the key that unlocks your world. Your life is an inside job, and no one can do this for you but you. I do believe that when you are willing to change, when you decide enough is enough, the teacher always appears. And that's why you are here. A special thank you to my Patreons that support me in creating and producing this podcast. So buckle in and let's do this. Welcome everyone to the final part, part 4 of 4, October to December of the podcast, taking you through 2024 with tarot, guidance from spirit and numerology with my friend Janine Bricknell. I hope you've enjoyed the previous episodes that are broken down into 3-month pods. They're great to go back and listen to without going through a whole year. You may have noticed in these podcasts that I was under the weather a little bit. I was just getting over COVID and a previous virus that they both seemed to stop me in my tracks. But working with the beautiful Janine was so easy and so much fun. There were a few giggle edits, but what was so interesting was how the numbers and the cards aligned so well. Just a reminder that this whole podcast is also in video and is put up month by month unedited for my Patreons for the Empress and Magician tiers. There are a couple of spots in these tiers if you would like to join. All Patreons get this podcast before the public. You can find more information at the end of this podcast or in the description. You may wonder if there are any more podcasts that will follow this one. And the answer is yes. I'm in a much better place now to be able to focus on more time for podcasts. Podcasts take a while, especially if you're a perfectionist like me. But I'm learning now how to let some of those things go. Let it go, Rose. It's not about being perfect. It's about what is said that matters. So I look forward to sharing more podcasts with you this year. Remember to follow or subscribe to this podcast to see what I drop next. It may surprise you. So let's go to my chat with Janine and let us take you through October to December of 2024. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, let's go to October.
October, so this is yet again a month of 9, so just like January. As we move through 2024 and now being highlighted the 8-year, the last month of September, we're now looking at what needs to be released so we can move forward into a better world. In January, we started our year in a 9-month, and now we're in October, which is our second 9-month, is now showing us direction of where we'll be heading in 2025. So it's like a shedding of what we need to release. 9 is the number of justice, and we'll want this when others have done wrong towards you and everything like that. So it's actually interesting times, and that next from September, October is sort of like, well, where has my personal power been taken from and everything like that? And now the 9 is saying, well, I don't need this in my life anymore. It's time for change.
Yep.
I'm shedding certain areas of my life. Things to do in October is heal yourself from unhealthy relationships, let go of bad habits, look at a charity close to your heart that you can help out, because a lot of people in this 8 year will need help also, because it is about their self-worth and everything like that. So we'll be seeing different charities needing help from us also. So the card I actually got was number 56, which was relationship change. So this card is saying that some people are changing your life. We are all learning different lessons, and this can bring in change of people so we can learn from each other also. And a relationship can be the relationship with yourself that you have changed within this year, and you're not putting up with certain things anymore.
Yep.
So that's what October will
bring. That sounds awesome. And I've got the High Priestess to start off. No. And the High Priestess really wants you to trust your intuition. That's what I love about her. She holds that knowledge, and she draws from the knowledge of what she knows. She can sometimes become too serious, so she needs to lighten up and try not to take life too seriously this month. But with her, it's all about trusting yourself. Yeah. She helps us to reflect. It's important to reflect sometimes and know that sometimes self-worth is a challenge and balance is required here. You just need to do whatever you need to do to refocus. Balance really comes through a lot here, you know, with the black and white here on the side as well.
Yes.
The angel card I have is compassion, which goes very much with everything you just said. You know, this is where we soften our heart and we show kindness to others and also to ourselves, because compassion is something we need to have for others and ourselves. And, you know, sometimes there could be people that need us, and sometimes we need them. It's important to approach the situation with a loving heart, and that empowers you and allows you to be creative and be who you truly are, who you need to be. Because compassion is just one of those things that when we are compassionate with others, we put ourselves in their shoes, so we have a different understanding. That's why when you were talking about helping others,
help others.
But also I feel like I need to say, and if you are in that position, remember to ask for help as well. So show that compassion right back to you.
It's very true, because the nine doesn't like to ask for help.
Yes. Being a number nine, yes.
Yeah, as you would know.
People say to me, oh, you just pull back whenever you're going through something. I'm just used to doing it on my own. I'm not very good at asking for help. And I've gotten better this year. This year I've learned to go, please, can I have help?
Yeah.
It was hard.
Need the help without thinking that you need to repay it back.
Because that's what I always think.
That's the key for number nine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Hey, November.
November, yes. November. So we are now in a universal month one. So another fast-paced month is all about the new ideas, new starts, and new people. In February, we had our first number one month. And now we're in our second number one month, where you may find yourself looking back at the ideas and opportunities that you thought were lost, but now are appearing for you to take some action. Eight number ones are a very strong combination that want to bring in new ideas, new ways of abundance. So it's time to be courageous in November and work with your energy towards your advantage. The number I got, the card I got was number 87, synchronicity. So it's actually quite funny. As you work with this energy, it will bring you in the right place at the right time. So allow the magic of the universe to set up a meeting with other people, help you in life. It's time to be fun and playful with your ideas and watch the universe grow with you. It's also it's a good time to meet different people in November. So this card really works well with it. So in October, it's time to implement ideas, focus on what you're actually wanting, be the leader of your life, and it's a good time to build your self-confidence.
I like that. Well, of course, you said number one, and I remember how much we freaked out when these came out, and I got the same card as February, which was the Ace of Pentacles again,
yes.
Which was, and it was a number one when it came out in February.
Yeah.
So this is same energy, new beginnings. Yeah. Abundance is the clear word they've given me with this one this time. We were talking about it before, but I wrote it down here for myself, and it was, remember, abundance is more than money. So that's the abundance that's coming through for November. And good foundations.
Mm.
So good foundations bring good results. You know, what am I building here?
Mm.
And know that what's coming through for you is going to be important to enrich where you are. I just had a feeling with this one that there's going to be an important letter coming through or document for this month. So I don't know what that's about, but they said that to me while I was writing everything down. But it's going to be something that be of value to you.
Okay.
Don't know what that is. But the angel card they gave me was comfort. And this is where spirit says to us, I'm here for you. We don't ask for help very much. I don't ask for help very much, but, you know, and I have to, and I can hear them sometimes saying, we're still here.
Yeah.
One of the phrases they give me a lot of is, have you had enough yet? And when I hear that, I'm like, ugh, yes. And that's their way of saying, you know, you've been struggling there on your own. We're watching you.
Yeah.
We're seeing you. Have you had enough yet? When are you going to ask us?
Mm.
And that's what the card of comfort is. It's basically saying, I'm here for you.
Mm.
So this is spirit, the universe, God, whoever you feel is your divine connection.
Yeah.
They are saying, we are here for you.
Mm.
So whatever challenges you're having this month that are coming forward, just embrace it and know that they are there. And all you need to do is ask for help. I feel like there's some healing of the heart happening in this month as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what that's about, but we'll just put that there. Okay, December.
December is a universal month too. So December is bringing the two energy with our 202 being 2020. Energy for our decade, learning to have more love in our foundation. Two's bringing in a karma energy to finish off 2024. It is a time that will be highlighting where we need to place harmony into our lives and in our world. If you're single, it's a good time to meet that someone special, so get out there. Just a nice way to finish 2024. The two is just, it'll feel calmer. It'll feel like, okay, we know where we're heading in life after this year. Things to do in December is work on your relationships, focus on your well-being, look at what you've started in February and October and build from this. So like in October, if you feel like you've missed out, this is when it'll all your things will come back, all your ideas and everything that started in February will come back. So you can actually start building on this for yourself. The card I got was number five, change. Five is changing. Oh, what did I write here? Changing more ways than you expected in 2024. It's a time to learn and to appreciate life and your own growth in life. And don't forget to live in the now, as we're always changing and now is our future.
Love that. Love that a lot. Well, I totally agree. I think we're coming to a really nice energy at the end of the year. And I've got the card of balance.
Yeah.
And balance is really important because that's where we have that self-control. We can compromise with things really well because we kind of feel like I get it. We're living life more in moderation.
Mm.
And I think when we learnt about that healthy lifestyle and putting things in place, we're kind of like the end of the year, we're working from that a little bit more. And if you're feeling like you're juggling life, you know, we are approaching Christmas, of course, at this time. And I don't know what you're like, Janine, but there's a lot of juggling that goes on over here towards Christmas. It's been really interesting. Normally I'm crazy at this time of the year, and I just don't know how it just synced so well, how I had so much space to have for myself. But of course, December is crazy, crazy, crazy month. And so here I feel like balance is really coming in. So if you're feeling that you're juggling life, just know that you will be making the right decisions in the long run. So easy does it.
Yes.
So just know that if you're juggling things, just easy does it. Just, you know, make sure you're balancing it out. Take a deep breath. Ask for help if you need it. Avoid impulsive decisions and actions. Practice self-control. But you will have a better outcome if you reevaluate things before you take action.
Yeah.
So it's really about taking it easy, approaching this month, working in harmony with others, because the balance card is the card of harmony. You know, harmony is where everything beautifully is in sync.
And no competition.
No. And the angel card they've given us is clairvoyance. So really take note with what you're seeing. The signs are visible. So you may get it as dreams, or you might see it in the physical world, in your mind's eye. I always say, people say, what's your mind's eye? Well, if you think of what you did yesterday, it's like a video that plays back in your mind. It's that is your mind's eye.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do it, because I notice when I've done big meditation groups and I'll have some people that say, I can't see the light. And they're obviously people that just need to say things.
Yeah.
You don't need to always see it, because with our four ways of receiving, one is just more dominant than the other. Everybody can do it, but just one is a little bit more dominant. But if you can see it in your mind's eye, take note of what you're seeing, because they're just mental images of spirit giving you something. You know, your dreams, like I said, like I had that vivid dream, write it down.
Yeah.
It may not mean anything to you at this time, but as you go through it, it'll make sense to you. And it'll be like, oh my gosh, yes, that makes sense to me. So hold the intention of seeing whatever it is that you want, and know that you're bringing things forward. So that clairvoyance of what it is that you're wanting to bring forward, use that sight as well. So just know that that's going to be really important towards that end of the month. Oh, look at us. We got through 2024. It actually looks like a good year. There's resistance, just like there was this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just life, isn't it?
It is.
I guess sometimes we just have to accept that that is life. And sometimes it works in our favor. And sometimes, I mean, if I thought I knew everything at the beginning of the year, after the year I'd had before, and boy, I learned so much this year. And every time you think, because it's not like you think that it's going to be big lessons, but they are so much more empowering, and you can feel yourself rising.
And when you look at it as a lesson.
Yes.
It's different. It's just different. It really is. You're not a victim of what's going on or anything. It's just showing you your courage of life and where you can go and how you can push yourself more, not just sit back and allow others to do for you, but you can do.
Yeah.
So
did you find this year was a real looking inwards year?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And not a very it was definitely looking within yourself more, and a lot of people not being able to address their emotions, which is a seven number, and unfortunately people not being able to do that is taking their lives, or, you know, taking drugs or escaping some way. Because we all need to escape if you're not being true to yourself.
Agree.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of people that I know in the world we're in, that what we do, and many really struggled the last 6 months.
Yes.
And I definitely didn't miss out. And I think this is what we do as we learn, because the lessons are important. And what we do with them is important. Lessons will always present themselves. You either take that class or you don't. But if you don't take that class, you'll end up feeling like, yeah, that's right. You know, I can see the people that don't want to take classes.
Yeah, I get it. I've been there.
Yeah.
And I know it's not fun.
No, there's times I have a class presented to me and I go, no, thanks. I'm not doing that one. It doesn't interest me, thank you. No. And then later on it's like, oh, it's going to be bigger and harder and I'm just going to do it. I'll do it while it's, well, maybe I can get through it a little better. But, you know, I don't think there is a little better or a worse. I think I used to not like the word lessons because I felt like I was going to go through the mud again.
Yeah.
But the more evolved you become, that's when I say the destructive, the constructive side, you start to see the two. Okay, well, what am I going through here? That's why the Two of Swords has the brown hair, because we need to ground ourselves so we can see it better instead of going into that negative way of thinking.
Mm.
So that's really going to be really important. So when you have those moments that you're learning in 2024, and it feels a little harder, just ground yourself. Do whatever you need to ground yourself. Like for my Patreons, they have grounding meditation. But there are grounding meditations anywhere. You can type it in on Google and you'll get it.
Yeah.
You know, go to Google and say, you know, grounding practices. But find something that's going to help you ground your mind because that will help you through the lesson a lot better. And there's nothing better than when you do something, you go, wow, I would have dealt with that so differently last year.
Yes.
And I'm dealing with it really different this year. And you kind of feel, I felt relief, but I also felt quite proud and went, wow, I know it's been tough, but I've learnt the lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for everybody that's listening, if you have found it difficult in 2023, there is that light, but also know that lessons are not here for us to be afraid of or run away from, because we're going to have to do them anyway, because we've already decided which classes we are going to take when we're here. And we do have free will, but the ones that are essential, they're going to keep coming back.
Keep coming back.
And we're just going to have to take them.
Right.
So do you have anything you want to say before you finish? And
it is a good year of growth if you allow it, and just don't be a victim of your lessons in this eight year. Learn to grow with it. That's definitely something I would be looking at, and just take it on board. You have the courage and the strength and enjoy what the universe can give you through this.
Yep. And that victim word's really important, because talk about whatever it is that's challenging you. And there's a difference between talking about it as a victim or talking about it as a survivor.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. When we talk about it as a survivor, I've been there, done that. I know how horrible it feels.
Mm.
But I also found something within me to get me out of it. And I know you can find it too.
Yeah.
So when I ever talk about anything to do with the past, I notice how the victim doesn't come up now.
No, yeah.
The victims, because I've realized the victim actually kept me locked in.
Mm-hmm.
But the survivor helps me move on, helps me talk about it, you know, look at it, and then I just move on.
Yeah.
We just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually makes you feel proud about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So know that your challenges, you are the survivor of your challenges. So it's okay to speak about it and then just keep moving. Keep moving is the thing I keep getting told.
Yeah.
Keep.
It's a key. Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed this again. I love talking to you, Janine. I think we do this every time we get together. I think, you know, hours goes past.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, every time. But I really love doing this because, you know, I love numbers. So it gives us that numbers way of looking at it. We really incorporate a lot in this. I don't like to forecast too much about what happens. I just know that we're going to have a few people going just like we did this year, next year, because it is going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
And I do feel that finances are going to be a challenge next year.
Definitely.
But I do, I don't know, I just feel lighter when I think of next year.
Sometimes we've got to go through certain things so we can come out the other end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Janine.
Thank you so much.
And I really appreciate you doing this with me and another year. Mm-hmm. And I hope everyone really enjoyed this podcast. And, of course, the Patreons will be watching us. And I look forward to 2024.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, that sums up this 2024 Forecast podcast. There will be more podcasts this year, so make sure that you're subscribed so you are notified when I drop the next one. And remember to share this podcast with those you feel would enjoy it. Both Janine and I do readings, and our contact information is on the description of this podcast. Janine can be found on her website, janinenumerologist.com, and I am at rosemonaco.com. So take care, everyone, and look after yourself. I hope 2024 is treating you well. And a little reminder, yes, you may still have a long way to go, but gosh, have you seen how far you've come? You're doing great. Don't underestimate yourself. Keep going. I look forward to you joining me next time. See you later. If you're enjoying these podcasts, hit subscribe on your favorite podcast app and leave a review if you are enjoying them. This will help me continue to share my inspiration with others. If you would like to support my work, come and join me at my Patreon community at patreon.com/rosemonaco. You can find daily tarot, weekly forecast video, Sunday cards, and early release of podcasts on a basic subscription. Your support helps me to create and produce my work for you. You can email any questions to info@rosemonaco.com. All my information can be found on my website. I look forward to connecting with you next time.